Hello, welcome to the award-winning gutter. I'd say it's on a frosty January morning, 3 days before the window slams shut, but I'm in Portugal and we're doing this on Zoom. Neil Docking's not in Portugal, are you, Neil? Neil's in frosty Liverpool. Mike Bancola's not in Portugal. Where are you, Mike?
I'm in London.
You're in London. Is it cold in London?
Yeah, it's chucking it down as well. Horrible.
Oh, that's bad news. Joshy Sexton, you're in Liverpool as well, looking lovely and resplendent. You're not missing the sunshine at all. Okay, I'm not going to be too smug about this because it's been pissing down in sunny Portugal for the last 2 days, so you can't tell. You can't tell what's going to happen next. So should we talk about transfers instead of the weather in various locations? It's difficult to talk about transfers because Liverpool look like they're going to do fuck all, which I'm actually amused to see still triggers the internet. Still to this day, people get confused and surprised that Liverpool don't want to do transfer business for the sake of it. I mean, I'm not excusing it. I'd like them to do much more transfer business for the sake of it. Are you that kind of guy, Neil, or are you now?
I was thinking about this the other day. I am a lot more serene. Usually by this time in January, I've sent 2 or 3 tweets moaning about FSG in a measured fashion because I'm not mad. But normally around this time, I've been pointing out past title challenges that have failed because we didn't invest in January, opportunities that were missed to strengthen the squad and get us over the line. And I think I've just got to the age of the acceptance that this just isn't happening. So why waste my time on Elon Musk's platform whining about it when I could just say to myself, oh, well, I'll concentrate on what happens on the pitch.
See, I'm a transfer nut job, right? Well, people think he's a fucking idiot. He loves transfers for the sake of it. They're partly right, but I also, when there's another side to me that I like Liverpool winning, and when we're winning, I'm not that arsed. I'm really quite content with the players we've got, Josh. I mean, there's been a lot of talk outside of the Liverpool bubble, which is a big fuck off bubble that the internet exists. A lot of talk about how we're almost cheating our way to the title with our massive squad.